what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome to another episode of Hard Factor brought to you by Barstool News Network. It is Wednesday, January 15th.
Someone's been practicing.
That's
a little bit audacious, bro.
Did
a little bit too much. Yeah. It's Wes's last day doing that for a while.
I know Will's going to be back. So
you like
I'm
that?
Trying to you know, set a little higher bar here.
Yeah, I'm sure Will's going to be doing real great on the Good Mornings next 2 days after three or 4 days in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, Will's got no voice right now. We haven't talked to him, only texted, so that's all we know.
We think he's alive.
But the LSU Tigers beat the Clemson Tigers. What a delight. Hey, also, this is Pat. My bad uploading the wrong podcast file yesterday in the morning. If you listened to the show this morning and it was the show from Monday, I'm an idiot.
You just really liked that show.
I just thought it was a great show, and I thought, you know what? Let's give it to him again.
You time warped him.
Today's a good one.
Today is What the Fuck Wednesday, which means it's listener-submitted weird-ass stories. So this is your show. These are all stories that listeners DM'd us or commented on social media. And let's just get right the fuck into it. Wes is going to take it away. Wes.
All right, guys. This one is from Michael Rook. Thank you, Michael. And some luck that would make anyone...
Oh, shit. Sorry. Three things. It looks like Pelosi's going to submit the articles of impeachment to over to the Senate, so they're preparing for a trial next week.
That's one.
That Delta airplane returning to LAX for an emergency landing dumped a whole mess of jet fuel on an elementary school playground, covering a group of children with jet fuel. And then more than 40,000 have evacuated the city of Tagaytay in the Philippines as a potentially
volcano.
Very substantial eruption of the Taal volcano could be imminent.
Yeah, you guys see the first eruption with the lightning?
It's beautiful.
Sorry to interrupt you, Wes. Had to get the big news out of the way.
Scary, beautiful. All right, guys. Michael Rook, thank you again. In some luck that would make anyone think God may not exist, a 61-year-old man from Toledo, Nick Nichols, was helping was helping an armed man load a table at Booze Outlet Showroom in Effingham, Illinois, when the customer's gun accidentally went off and shot Nichols, severely effing him.
So Nick Nichols is helping a guy who's armed.
Yeah.
It was like holstered or
it's like open carry. And they were just setting up a table and this guy was fumbling around, exerting too much energy. Boom.
He probably was like hopping on the truck, like, I'll get in the truck, you hand it to me, and then I'm gonna shoot you.
It was not a We the People holster.
Was there definitely not. Was there no dog to blame around there? Like,
unfortunately not. So luckily the bullet did not hit any vital organs, but Nichols was still rushed to the hospital via ambulance for emergency surgery. But on the way to the hospital, the fucking ambulance was T-boned, causing Nichols, who was secured in a stretcher.
This guy can't catch a break.
He's having a bad day to start with.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but the image of the man totally helpless in a stretcher and then getting hurled around in an ambulance made me think and laugh, because it made me think of the various bad luck scenes that Nordberg, O.J. Simpson from Naked Gun had, you know, like the wheelchair scene, the baseball game. Just made me laugh. It's not funny. This one's real and definitely not funny, because the man already on the way to the hospital then suffered a fractured tailbone, femur, and partially fractured pelvic bone due to the accident. And those injuries are proving even more damaging for the 61-year-old man than the initial bullet wound.
He's alive, though, right?
Really tough story to tell people. They're like, wait, what happened to you? Yeah. You got shot, and then what happened?
Well, what do you want to know, the first or second?
Yeah, how'd you get shot, and then how'd you break your femur?
It's a Trump. If anyone's like, I'm having some bad luck today, he's like, let me just tell you a little story.
Let me tell you a little
story. And that was the beginning.
Do we know anything, like, was the gun out? Is there any details about the gun?
No, I'm sure it was just holstered. He, like, they got caught in a shirt or some stupid
I don't think
shirt.
The guy wants to admit to, like...
doesn't work that way.
He doesn't want to admit to, like, what he did.
I guarantee he was like,
I showed him it.
Hey, man, check this out.
Yeah,
he was
trying
to show him a cool trick with the gun.
Yeah, I showed him the gun.
Yeah, maybe.
Those injuries are now proving to be more damaging.
He'll set the table up right next time.
According to Nichols' wife, Cheryl, he is, quote, not doing well.
Oh.
Though the surgery was successful. Authorities have ruled the shooting as a complete accident. But damn, that dude, had he been more responsible with his fucking gun, he would not have set off the chain reaction. action that will now plague this guy for the rest of his years on Earth.
What if it was the guy that shot him rushing to the hospital and he was going a different route and he T-boned the ambulance?
Yeah, that would be
same
something.
Guy. Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel terrible. I got to get there and meet him at the hospital.
I got to beat the ambulance there.
Oh, yeah. No. So now we can never be friends.
Yeah.
So hopefully he is now enjoying his fine new table, and Booz Outlet wants everyone to know that you need not shoot their staff in order to get the high quality customer service and products that Booz is known for.
Oh, yeah. Shit. He was at work. He was a staff member?
I believe so.
He's working.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man. He's helping this customer load a fucking table.
That's triple bad.
And taking the internet, Craig Barnes, the only comment I could find, says, "What a bunch of rednecks."
Workers' comp, Pat.
You're right. That's true.
It does, a year's worth.
It does pay to get hurt on the job.
Yeah.
Oh, he just retired him is what he did.
Easily, yeah. So, guys, for everyone who knows me.
Who's this from?
This is from Charles.
Okay.
This is a long-time listener. Yeah. Many stories from Charles over this past year. But everyone who knows me knows that one of my dreams is to be a hot chick on Instagram.
Yes.
It just seems like the best job possible. Just hanging around all day, posting pictures of my hot body and just catching so many likes. I would have such high self-esteem.
For like 50 grand, you could be.
This isn't the first time I've heard you say that.
I wouldn't make money. It's a dream of mine. Yeah. I would. Every time I see a hot chick on Instagram, I'm like, I wish I could do that, but it's just not in the cards for me because I wasn't born stacked.
You're very jealous. Then you usually say something insulting towards the women that you want to be. But,
under my breath, usually. Or behind their backs.
I want to be them, those.
Not publicly. Because anyway, look, I wasn't born stacked, and I'm 34 and hairy and fat, so it remains a dream. And based on a growing trend, it's probably one I will never realize. Because much like the occupation of truck drivers and radiologists, the days of listing hot girl on Instagram on your tax returns are numbered.
You watch your goddamn mouth.
And that's because hot robots have begun posting photos on social media.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I'm talking about hot robots.
Like the sex dolls that kind of look real? Like
No, I'm talking about digital supermodels.
Like, so are they
like
tangible?
No, you can't stalk them. That's the only difference.
Okay.
But do they look good?
But they're hot. Yo, they're hot.
Oh.
And they also kind of look weird sometimes, and sometimes they kind of look hot, but they look strange. You know, like sometimes you see a model and you're like,
plastic surgery.
So she's interesting looking.
These kind of hot robots are going to replace all female.
Bro, they're
real
hot,
females.
And yes, they will.
Eventually, they're going to get much better looking. It's much more real.
It's part of a growing crop of digital Instagram models that are programmed exclusively to gain followers and make cash. And this is really bad news for the future of human Instagram hot chicks, especially when you think about it from a perspective of economics. Like, it takes a human Instagram hot chick at least 18 years to reach its maturity. That's 18 years of food, 18 years of clothing, 2 semesters at ASU. The cost can really add up. Whereas a digital hot bot could just be hot on its first day on Instagram.
Yeah, its first day of awareness.
Come on. As soon as it's sentient.
Pop out hot.
Can you imagine, though, when they have, like, influencer conventions, the looks that some of these human girls are going to be giving the robots when they have to bring the robots?
The robots aren't. I mean, they would show up like digitally as a hologram.
Okay.
Are you sure?
That's what I'm trying to figure
positive.
Out.
It's not a physical.
No, they're not actual robots.
You can't fuck them.
When they show up to the influencer booth and the booth next to them is three nerds that then put up a hologram.
Yeah.
They're going to be pissed.
Exactly.
We created this. This is some name Savannah.
Yeah.
And she's blah blah. Yeah.
So this is big business, guys. And people are creating these Instagram hotties, and these things have fucking millions of followers, and they're making cash. According to the New York Post, last year, the creators of Hotbot Lil Michaela, who looks like a 14-year-old girl, who was the first and most widely recognized bot influencer with 1.8 million followers, they were handed $125 million from investors, according to TechCrunch.
That's a lot.
And in October 2018, the virtual It Girl landed the coveted job at Dazed Magazine as an arts editor. What the fuck does that even mean? So, like, the guys that programmer are programming the fucking Dazed Magazine art section? I don't know. Anyway, huge cash. We have a comment from our hotline that I think is relevant.
Okay, Lil Michaela just looks like a child.
Exactly.
Yeah, and not real.
It's, right.
That doesn't look real at all.
So this is for pedophiles. I'm not into this. This is a safer thing for pedophiles
If you follow them, people can see who's following these fucking freaks. You want to be following this robot? Commenting on it?
Hold on. A lot of people don't know they're robots, though. That's the problem.
That's bullshit. That looks like a fucking robot.
You're looking at just Lil Michaela. You're not looking at all of them.
Okay.
There's one girl on there who someone commented, it's like you're not even real. You're so beautiful.
Oh,
guess what?
Idiots.
Not really. So let's take it to the internet for an audio comment from our audio hotline. What's our number?
Let me check.
We'll pull it up. We'll drop our audio hotline so you can leave us a voicemail. And we'll play your comments on the show. But I thought this one was pretty relevant.
Yeah, I don't know.
In 3 years, Cyberdyne will become the largest supplier of military computer systems. All stealth bombers are upgraded with Cyberdyne computers, becoming fully unmanned. Afterwards, they fly with a perfect operational record. The Skynet funding bill is passed. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th. In a panic, they try to pull the plug.
Okay. Well, thanks for that comment. Pretty good.
Ominous, if you ask me.
Yeah. Pretty good listener.
Could all learn a little something there from that.
Okay, guys. This one is from @Trev_Collins05. You guys have pets, right? You've had pets.
Weak lead in, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know that feeling when your pets get out?
Oh, it's the worst, especially when it's Will's dog and it's your responsibility.
Is that a better lead in?
Yeah,
better?
Way better.
Yeah, you
bring it up.
Bite your tongue. Like they get down the street and the neighborhood. Yeah, exactly. It's like, or you've at least seen panic pet owners searching for their pets. It's just like you said, it's scary, it's stressful, it sucks.
Yeah, you're like, they're dead.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than calling Will, Hard Factor Will, on 4th of July and telling him that I lost his dog. That was real bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tough day.
We found the dog.
Well, now imagine being 72-year-old Ohio man Lowell E. Garber and having your cattle get out at least 28 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty stressful.
28.
At least 28. You see, Garber has been cited, warned, or convicted 28 times since 2011 for having his cows loosed on the road or in the ditch in the area near State Route 121 and US 36 in Dark County, Ohio.
So, Mark, let me stop you there. When you said the name Lowell E. Garber and you said
Lowell E. Garber.
And when you said farmer and you said 28 times, I'm figuring 28 times the animals have escaped over the course of 40 years.
No, nine. 9 years. Chief Deputy Mark Whitaker said deputies have been called to Garber's residence 6 times since August 2019. So 6 times in the past, like 5-6 months. And that they cited him 4 of those times. Apparently, he wasn't cited every time deputies were called because sometimes Garber's been able to wrangle his cows back in before the deputy arrives. Like, Betsy Sue, get back here. Just where in the heck do you think you and Sunshine are going?
You're going to get me in trouble. We talked about this.
Yeah.
This guy's a shitty farmer, hands down.
He is. It's gotten so bad, Municipal Court Judge Julie Monin found Garber guilty of animals at large on a public roadway and sentenced him to serve 3 days in jail recently, like this past month. Guess what happened while Garber was in jail?
I don't know what happened.
The cows got out again.
Yeah.
Does this guy not believe in locks? Does he got shitty fences?
A cow is the easiest thing to keep inside of something.
You just shut the...
It's a gate. They have those...
Cattle guards.
Yeah.
They're afraid to walk through. Those things work like a charm.
He doesn't lock the gate. Whitaker, the chief deputy guy, said, he's unique, talking about Lowell E. Garber. We don't have farmers or animals owners who are as negligent as this. He's just not learning his lesson. Garber's negligence has caused quite a few roadway incidents and accidents. In 2013, a truck hit Garber's cow. In May of 2019, a motorcycle hit a loose Garber cow.
Oh,
that probably didn't
God.
End well. They didn't mention what happened there, but that doesn't sound good. And in December of 2019, there were 2 reports of cars hitting Garber's cows. One driver remained at the scene and gave an accident report. Well, one driver fled the scene, but if anyone really wanted to find him, he's the guy or gal with the cow-sized dent in his car.
Yeah, it's the price you pay for free-range meat, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, guys. Before we move on, it's time for the best part about the news, and that's being able to gamble on it.
Yeah.
You can gamble on the news with us. All you need to do is go to www.predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20, create an account, and deposit at least $20, and you will get that free 20. No strings attached. The shit is legal in all 50 states. I deposit with my debit card and withdraw winnings directly to my checking account. Mm-hmm. And speaking of winnings, I'm sure that all the Hard Factor boys won a ton of money on the debates last night. Am I right?
We will. Yeah. Hell yeah.
We don't know at the time of this recording, but we did.
We must.
Yeah, just like we willed the LSU Tigers to the win, I'm willing us to big wins on predicted debate markets. Daddy's going to withdraw 4 figures today.
A couple alpha cash daddies here.
But the debate is over, so let's talk other markets to gamble on. They added like 20 markets in the past day and predicted some of them are like who will lead the Real Clear Politics polling that they use for the Iowa Democratic caucuses on January 31st. Biden's in the lead at 49 cents. Sanders is at 43, which I like. Mayor Pete's at 15. Warren's at 8. Who will lead RCP polling for New Hampshire Democratic primary on January 31st? I don't have those odds. I like Sanders there again. How large will the frontrunner's RCP lead be on January 31st? Like 0 to 0.4%, 0.5% to 1%, stuff like that. And the one I like the most, which Democratic candidate will drop out next? Klobuchar's around 20 cents. Deval Patrick, who?
Who?
Oh, Deval Patrick, who's been lighting up the campaign trail.
Is that 24
won
cents?
Won all of our hearts.
Michael Bennett's at 24 cents. John Delaney's at 24 cents. Stiers at 20 cents. Tulsi Gabbard's at 18 cents. And Yang, who didn't make the last debates, at 4 cents.
I mean, I feel like half those people are already out. They're just not officially out.
Yeah.
So
if you can't do a police sketch of a candidate by now, they're out, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can we talk about the dark horse, the thing that really might be lighting up markets pretty soon?
What's that?
Which is Bloomberg.
Bloomberg's climbing up the polls.
He's kind of getting some market share in a couple different places.
He's in like third place, tied with Warren now in some polls.
Which
really?
Is pretty interesting. Yeah. Something to keep an eye on. Something to keep an eye on if you've seen Bloomberg in any of these polls.
Bloomberg's pulling like a Trump 2016 type, shooting up the ranks.
He's coming up quick.
There was, like I said, there's about 20 new polls. Markets unpredicted. Go to www.predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 and make some money on the news with us.
All right. Moving on, this one comes from Mr. Wooders. And guys, I'm going to admit, I love vigilante videos on YouTube. When a person or a person, you know, take the law into their own hands, and it can make for some very entertaining videos.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. For example, when like an older brother or dad finds out like a pedophile is stalking their sister or daughter online, then they lure that person to the house and gives, you know, a lesson with fists and words.
That's not That's a right. video. Those videos don't exist.
Once
yeah,
you
they
see,
do.
Yeah.
Vigilante pedophile beatings?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Once you see, I got my evening planned.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Once you see like one vigilante video, you go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
speaking
yeah.
of which, Wes, what did you think of the vigilante video of the Best Buy lady who stopped the robber? This guy was stealing stuff from Best Buy.
I heard you guys talking about it. I didn't see it.
You
got to
see this video, man, especially because you worked at Best Buy.
Well, I actually saw a security guard at Best Buy take down someone, and it was amazing.
I worked at Best Buy too.
Yeah.
She's big girl.
Yeah, Mark.
She's thick.
She got hired by you said Dana White. Yeah, yeah.
She was like. She's like an offensive lineman. Like she has technique.
Oh, she crushed this dude.
But these kind of videos are even better because these are just people that don't even have any kind of place of authority like a security guard. They just bring other people into their homes and beat the shit out of them.
Okay, I'm in. Yeah. I didn't know about these.
My favorite are the vehicle ones, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. One couple, possibly inspired by those videos, definitely inspired by those videos, decided to create their own vigilante video series to post on YouTube and make some cash.
Yeah.
But this one was centered around bike thieves. So Corey Cornnut and Savannah Grillett of Visalia, California, were tired of their bikes being stolen, or they just wanted to make some fucking easy money. So to teach the local bike thieves a lesson, they set up a catch and beat operation in which they left an unchained bike in front of their house and then watched, baseball bats in hand, until a thief pounced, and then the couple would then burst from their home in this nice looking neighborhood, sometimes in broad daylight, chase down the thief and beat them with bats.
Wow.
And apparently they
little extreme.
Have we watched these videos?
These people
saw some, yes.
They must really like bikes.
I didn't. So what happens is like the videos are poorly made because it ends up that they go off screen.
They're focused on the beatings, not the cinematography.
Yeah, they're not good.
So they need help. They need help with that.
Cornnut and Grillet sounds like a law firm that will certainly lose your case.
That's very true. Yeah. So
or a shitty restaurant.
Yeah. 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 So they
Cornnut, Grillet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that now they're being they did this four times and they're now facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon and conspiracy. I mean, can you imagine?
They're like bait car, except they beat the shit out of the people.
Exactly. Can you imagine just watering your lawn and then seeing Corey and Savannah, whom you probably had like beers with the night before, chasing someone down with a bat and like just beating the shit out of them? It's a nice looking neighborhood. It's hilarious.
They should have just gotten shitty bikes and then put shit on them, like on the handlebars.
There's another great
shit stuff's great.
That's another great vigilante video is like when they tie the bikes to a rope and then they have someone like ride off it and it's down a hill and then they just get propelled forward off the bike. Those are awesome.
Wes, what's your theory on how this escalated to this point? Where they
got some bike stolen.
I think they needed some. They just saw it as a way to make some YouTube cash. I think.
Really.
I think that's the main inspiration.
We should take some inspiration.
You don't
from
think
that.
It was a cyclist thing. You don't think it was like she came home. It's like someone stole my bike again. He was like, honey,
it could be. Cyclists are crazy.
I got the idea mid story to just we should do this too. So. Yeah, could be they just wanted to make money.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm in.
I mean, some you know
cash. I'm in.
Cash. Yeah. You know.
Cash daddies.
Little you know notoriety. So going to the internet. Oh, sorry. None of the victims sustained life-threatening injuries. They just said bruised egos and tired legs from having to walk home. But let's take the internet. John McKay says, good on them. Had my giant Defy Advance Pro. So this is a cyclist nerd. Yeah. Stolen a couple of months ago and would love 10 minutes of a room on my own with the wanker.
It's a long time, John. 10 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, yeah, is he raping him?
You're gonna beat him to a-
Why does he need 10 minutes?
Fights last 2 minutes tops, John. Yeah.
Oh, shit. And then Brian Eve says...
He's going to keep his nerve the whole time?
Yeah. No, he's not going to do anything. Brian Eve says, good on this couple. Bike thieves deserve a good beating, hospital, and feeding tube, and wheelchair comes to mind. LOL. Cry face, laughy face. So, I mean... Cyclists are very intense about
their bikes.
I've had
a bike stolen. It was a bummer.
Right.
But I wouldn't want someone to have a feeding tube because of it.
No. No. No, not at all.
Okay.
So that's that.
All right, guys. This one's from Ian Netherly, or at I Netherly. I'm calling this segment Terrible Investments to Avoid Corner.
Okay.
Yeah. So if the sight of your money just makes you so sick that you want to let your money know how little it actually means to you, then listen up. What if I told you that a futuristic new city was being planned right now and you can get in on the ground floor? The city is being planned by an artistic visionary on a tract of tropical land and will have a cutting-edge economy where its currency is exclusively a brand new cryptocurrency.
Okay.
The city will be the first of its kind and you can be a part of it. Are you guys interested?
No.
Sex robots there?
No, not sex robots. But what if I told you that the visionary was Akon, the location was Senegal, and the cryptocurrency was A-Coin?
I'm interested.
That's right. The man that brought you hits like Locked Up and I'm So Paid in his first venture involving city planning, government structure, or large-scale economics in any way, shape, or form comes Akon City.
Well, yeah. You can be sure there'll be underage girls.
You might as well just burn your money.
Yeah, Akon's getting his own city in Senegal.
Yeah.
You guys hear it's going to be on a cryptocurrency called A-Coin?
Yeah.
I did.
Exclusively?
Send in videos, 12 to 15-year-old girls.
This is like the fire festival.
Yeah.
Guys, construction began in 2019 with stage two kicking off in 2025, and Mayor Akon is currently seeking funds. So if you're interested, DM at Akon.
Where is Akon? Is he going to even be able to read these messages because he's in a mental institute?
Well, I don't know how good the service is in Africa. It's probably going to take a little bit to get there.
Yeah.
Was Akon Young Jeezy. We're taking it easy.
Gonna start a city called Akon City.
All right, guys. This one's a doozy.
Hey, by the way, cool thing, theoretically, Senegal's fucked up, but what a fucking egotistical asshole to call the city Akon City.
Well, it's Akon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This one's a doozy. It's so good that it was written in by at This Is My Burner, Carl B. S. B. Sanders, at B. Schmidt 255, and at Hard Factor Will. Okay, so the D word is not a good word. It's contentious and messy and expensive. I'm, of course, talking about divorce. You guys, you get the fucking lawyers involved, your life savings and property is up for grabs, not to mention if you have kids, good Lord. And then you assume at some point you're battling the love of your life that you at some point were love of your life, and
you
now
thought.
you hate each other, right? At the very least, obviously, you can't live with each other now, even if it's an amicable divorce, which is like the biggest, stupidest fucking bullshit. Right, divorce.
We're uncoupling.
We're still friends.
We're good friends.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
You can't stand each other. You can't fucking stand each other.
Who were you just on the phone with? I was just on the phone with my ex-wife.
Yeah, bullshit.
We chat sometimes.
A Kansas...
She's dead to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You hate her guts.
That's why
I'm
never getting married.
A Kansas man, 40-year-old David Ostrom, whose divorce is going through an Iowa divorce court, hates divorce even more than I just described it.
Wow.
He has even asked the court to grant his motion to be able to face his ex-wife and or her divorce lawyers on the field of battle. In a fight to the death.
What? Like in a court?
Oh. In a fight to the death.
He filed that in a document?
He says, he goes on to say, he will render their souls from their corporal bodies.
Ooh.
But he misspelled it.
This guy got fucked over in court.
Yeah. I'm feeling this guy might lose lose the divorce proceedings.
He just did if he didn't already.
He already did. This is post-divorce.
Oh, okay.
He claims in court documents that his ex-wife, Bridget Ostrom of Harlan, said she destroyed him legally through the divorce proceedings.
Oh,
and he wants 12 weeks of lead time so he can find or forge a katana or I can't even pronounce the name of this sword for the fight to the death. And he said...
A wakizashi.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Looks like it.
And to this day, he said, trial by combat has never been explicitly banned by any court of law in the United States, and that they used to do it up until 1818 in the British court. So he's in. He wants this bad. He seems to be especially upset with his ex-wife's attorney.
He's citing legal precedent. That's how bad he wants it.
He said there's no law against it.
Yeah.
He said he's especially mad at his ex-wife's attorney, Matthew Hudson, who he said was so absurd during the divorce proceedings that all he's doing is, by challenging them to a fight to the death, is matching Hudson's absurdity. He wants it to be a fair fight one-on-one, as he will represent his side, and his ex-wife can either step up and represent her side or send Hudson in as her champion. So this guy's got to be pretty pissed about the last season of Game of Thrones, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I see a restraining order in this guy's future.
Yes.
I see a dateline in this guy's future.
Not only a restraining order.
Dateline producers, listen up.
Matthew Hudson responded with, surely Ostrom meant corporeal.
It's a matter of time.
He spelled it correctly, bodies, which Merriam-Webster defines as having, consisting of or relating to a physical material body. And then he also asked the courts to suspend Ostrom's child visitation rights.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he punked him, and then he said, you're not going to be able to see the kids anymore, you psycho.
Listen, will make a man insane. It will. Like, if it shit will make you crazy.
Sure made Ostrom insane.
Yeah.
When
he requested that the court suspend his wife's visitation rights or vice versa?
No.
That's what motivated it.
You're not following me.
Yeah.
You're not following me. He lost the divorce.
Right.
He has some visitation rights. Post-divorce, he wants to challenge his ex-wife or her lawyer to fight to the death. And the lawyer responded with, we're going to take away your visitation rights because you're challenging
crazy.
Us to a fight to the death.
Oh, my God.
When questioned on if a fight to the death was a little extreme, Ostrom said that traditionally, trials by combat either ended in death or when one of the parties cries Craven. So it sounds like he would accept Craven being screamed and would hold back the death blow if there was scream. So that's good news.
Oh, this guy just lost everything.
Cries Craven.
Jesus Christ. he's lost it.
Can we get this guy
bastard
on the show?
I want to see a picture of him.
Yeah, that poor bastard.
Can we please get this guy on the show? I don't want him to know where we live.
No, not at all.
I want to follow him on YouTube, though. Those training videos are going to be great.
Yeah. All right, guys, got a great one from Larry the Great.
Nice.
We have all heard of that drinking tiger blood, you know, to get energized and ready for some hot action. Problem is, it's hard to get.
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, it's hard to get your hands on actual tiger's blood. Highly illegal unless you got a Chinese guy. So you have
to
turn.
Or if you were on the field of the Superdome the other evening, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Tiger-rama.
Yeah.
So you have to turn to other alternatives like Viagra or Rhino 25,000 or Swag, whose tagline is sex with a grudge. So you got to turn to those alternatives to get the juices flowing.
Ostrom's going for that.
Swag, have an alibi.
Yeah.
So you got to turn to other alternatives to get the juices flowing and dick rock hard. But one man in Veracruz, Mexico, decided he was going to take it to the next level when it was time for some sex with a hot 30-year-old woman on a trip to Mexico by taking a stimulant that is essentially Viagra, but for bulls.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's right.
That's going to get you hard.
He took a bull breeding stimulant. And I'm not sure what he planned on doing to that poor woman, but he certainly wasn't taking any chances of not following through on his promise he made to fuck her like a bull.
My God.
Yeah, so
I bet his penis felt like the alien's mouth in Alien. It was just sprouting penises.
Yeah, it felt like an inner penis.
It was like a penis was breaking through another penis.
It was engorged. So doctors
said... It was molting its skin.
Yeah.
Exactly. Gonna need a bigger penis, Jim.
It's totally normal.
Yeah. Tough one.
Like the bad guy in Captain America. What was his?
Red Skull?
Yeah, Red Skull.
Yeah. Doctors, quote, said he had taken a sexual stimulant, which he had bought in Veracruz, used by farmers in that region to invigorate bulls for insemination. The problem is the man is not a 2,000-pound bull, but an average-sized man, so he unfortunately was left with an erection that lasted for 3 days.
No, 4 hours is the max.
Yeah,
you got to consult a doctor after 4 hours.
Yeah, according to the commercial.
He waited 3 days.
He waited 3 days.
How many hours is that?
It's a lot. 72 hours. So he lasted for 3 days, and it was so bad that he had to have emergency surgery at a border town called Reynosa.
Just cut it off.
He almost made it home, but he was like, I can't do it. So
it must have been
pretty bad.
How much you want to bet that wasn't the first time they'd have to do that surgery?
Probably, yeah.
This guy's down there selling fucking bull Viagra.
I looked into this story. It's not the first time they've had to do emergency surgery.
No, yeah, there was a couple
on
of
this
them.
Guy.
Yeah, you're not soliciting bull Viagra. Someone's coming to you and being like, hey, man,
I think
you got a pretty lady there.
I'm pretty sure... The
you gotta have some
I'm
serious
pretty sure when I read
dysfunction.
It, some of them end in amputation.
Yeah. I mean, you're
of the penis.
The like, I guess the blood vessels can explode. I don't know how it works.
To save your life, sometimes you lose a penis.
Oh, man. Yeah. But think about that sex.
They got to like scalpel it. Right. What's it called? All right. So, yeah. So no word on whether the woman is still alive or how the man's penis is doing.
She's sore, too.
Yeah, she's pretty sore. So, but yeah, don't take
she's on dating apps.
Don't take bull Viagra. Oof. And that's going to do it for Heart Factor. Thanks to anyone that tuned into our live debate stream last night. For those of you that didn't, no thanks need to be given. But you have a few more cracks at getting thanked in February, as there are something like 3 debates in February. I don't know.
Do you want me to read this?
Yeah, this is Mark. Mark okay. wrote this, so.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Keep going. You're doing a great job.
Okay. Anyway, got a couple more shows for you coming out this week.
Just make it a bigger font.
Including Florida Man.
You're acting like it's misspelled. It's all spelled correctly.
He wrote it for you. Give it respect, at least.
Read it correctly. Okay. Start over.
And that's going to do it for Heart Factor. Thanks to anyone that tuned in to our live debate stream last night. For those of you that didn't, no thanks need to be given. But you have a few more cracks at getting thanked in February, as there are something like 3 debates in February.
You're not taking this
anyway,
seriously.
Anyway, got a couple more shows for you coming out this week, including Florida Man Friday. We love, 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 love doing this podcast. If you enjoy it, please spread the word and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And most importantly, have a great fucking day. Is that good?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
See you later, yeah!
I did it like this, I did it like that, I did it with the wiffle ball bat, so...